Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Allison Curtis with you today, FM. And as promised, Maisie, who is starring in a brand new film that I absolutely adore. Maisie Williams, 500 Miles, has joined me. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good now. I'm a little bit rattled after watching it. It was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a big watch. It's a sad script or a sad film.
It is. But there are two things that stand out for me. One is, like, you know, Maisie, there is a whole category. It could win an Oscar itself for bad Irish accents across the history of Irish cinema. But yourself and Bill in particular, and it's something that when you live in Ireland for a long time, you listen out for it and you go, she's got it. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Completely, because it's hard. So yours is a Dublin accent.
Yes, it's a hard accent, but luckily we were filming in Dublin, which I was quite nervous about because obviously you're doing the accent in front of people who know the accent very well. But ultimately, I think it kind of made my accent better. And I just love to do it. It kind of changed my whole personality a bit.
Yeah.
Like to.
Maisie, I've lived here for 27 years and I can't do it at all.
Your accent is so gorgeous though, this like hybrid that you've got. It's lovely.
Thank you. It's a Canadian-Irish mix, but I've never mastered the Dublinese, and it's a good one. Your character as well is, it's one of those things where, you know, you come straight onto the screen, you're on a scene, it was a bus, and you're instantly like, who is she? So to be able to do that in the first few seconds, I think it's a huge skill.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, Kate's such a brilliant character in this. And I feel like she's just sort of got one mission, just to push through and get this kid to where he needs to go. And I just love that energy. I feel like that is filmmaking for me. I feel like we've all got one destination and we've got, you know, limited time to do that. And I think that this film drew lots of complications because so much of it is traveling, whether we're on a bus or the ferry or a horse. A lot of it brought up those complications. So I like that focus of Kate just kind of like keeping going, knuckling down and like moving through it.
She's one of those characters as well where, like, as you say, her sole focus is to help Finn get to his destination. But then you're left kind of going, well, why is she so intent on this? And what's her backstory? I want to film about her.
Right. Yeah. I did such a beautiful job of highlighting this sort of weird limbo that she's in, not kind of really finding her feet. She's not gone to university. She's gone back home. She's gone over to England to see her dad. And there's clearly not been like the reunion that she thought it was going to be. And so now she is at this bit of a crossroads and it's the perfect time for her to do something meaningful and help Finn on his mission.
And the other thing that I love, so to stand out, and we're not going to ruin it for everybody because I really want people to go and see it. It's absolutely brilliant. Like Bill Nighy's amazing in it. Claire Dunn, absolutely adore her range. Like, oh my God, like incredible. Oh, yeah. But there's two scenes for you as that character. One is Road to Nowhere, singing ukulele. Yeah. So that's you, obviously.
That is me, yes. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of help from our music supervisor, or not music supervisor, but Kieran, who was like my ukulele teacher and singing teacher and so on. And he helped me a lot. And on set too, he really G'd me up. And he does a lot of live performance. And so really just helped me harness the confidence to just stand up and sing and play.
That's what I was thinking, it would have required that. And the other scene is more towards the end of the film, obviously without ruining anything, but it's the moment of realization for you as the character, what the true story is. And you just have this one expression, and I think that's what got me.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I thought about that scene multiple times because this isn't necessarily Kate's story, but she's like firmly involved by that point. And I mean, you know, working with Roman, who is just such a brilliant actor, I just felt in that caravan, just my heart breaks for him, you know. He's like such a vulnerable actor and really pushes himself to give something real, you know. And I think it's like remarkable in someone so young. And yeah, for me it was all reacting, which is what it's all about.
I actually feel like I'm gonna cry right now, Maisie, about that scene again. So obviously everybody knows you obviously from Game of Thrones, but Dexter, who plays Charlie in this, is now embarking on his own GOT journey as a very young actor. And you were obviously, you're still very young, but very, very young when that took place. Was there any conversations about all of that?
Yeah, there were lots, actually. You know, it was it's such a weird position to be in, to meet a boy who's a similar kind of age, who's now, yeah, thrown into this world and so brilliant, so talented. And he's going to smash it. I mean, he already is. But I mean, in terms of everything that comes with it, you know, it's a lot of pressure and it's difficult. But him and his mom have just got like such a great relationship, and he's got a really good head on his shoulders, and he's like hungry for it. And he's, you know, he's a real special actor too. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to know him at this point, and I'm excited to watch him just blossom, because it's going to be a really, really amazing story for him.
Maisie, before I let you go as well, a very shameful admission, and do many people say this to you? I have never seen it.
People do say this to me, and they're always very apologetic, but actually sometimes it's quite nice too. It's nice to meet everyone in everything.
Well, there's been periods in my life where I have zero contribution to conversations because I'm like, what was that about? Who are the Starks?
yeah, it's a hard one to try and just like, you know, fudge your way through, because there's a lot that goes on.
Continued success. And I know we're talking about this current movie, but you've got something very exciting coming in the pipelines. And I love all things magical and witchy and awe in literature. And I'd say that, you know, being part of that new production is amazing.
Yeah, Practical Magic is coming, and it's coming in a big way. It's going to be huge. And we're all so proud and so excited. And yeah, I think that the fans are going to love it. And new people too, who haven't seen it, they're going to love it also.
That's the thing with productions that, like, same with, like, say, you know, Beetlejuice or anything like that, that comes back into a new generation. It's amazing. It's a great opportunity to explore the old films and enjoy them as well.
Exactly. It still holds up. It's still one of my favorites. And yeah, I hope that this sequel is going to please people in the way that the first one did.
It will. Maisie Williams, thank you for your time this morning on Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you, Alison. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.